The highways of the spirit is littered with things of eternal and priceless worth, and that is why we tread it all the time. And every time we tread the path, the highways of the spirit, we encounter deeper matters in God. These are how we are shaped. These are how we are formed. After seasons, the man that will come out of us will even be a wonder to us. The things we seek are in God. We'll find them. Yes. Trusting God that both the people following us physically and online, God just told me now that many miracles will take place. So expect things to happen as we proceed. In Jesus' name, justice come. You have 30 to 35 minutes. If you didn't finish it, don't be in a hurry. Tomorrow we'll continue.
Thank you, sir. Let me drink from you, Holy Spirit. Let me drown in you, living water. Let me drink from you, Holy Spirit. Let me drink, living waters. Holy Spirit. Just pray in the spirit for 2 minutes. On the last day, Jesus raised the cry and said, "Who is thirsty? Come, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." Rivers of living water. They have capacity in themselves to turn things that are dead to life. They have capacity to change things from their delicate balance. If only you can come. There is a well in God. Every man that draweth from that well is changed. He's changed. Oh my God. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Quickly, let's open our Bibles. John chapter 1, we'll read 11 and 12. Let's look at something and see. Trust the Holy Ghost to give us a bearing within the few time we have now. John chapter 1, verse 11. and 12.
If you are there, say amen. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The matter we are seeing in this scripture is a matter of receiving, right? The reason why we are seeing something in verse 11 is that there is something available, or someone available, that is the recipient of what is available. Abi? But the problem is that there is supposed to be an agreement, or there's supposed to be work into between these two, and that thing is the function called receiving. So assuming the other party received and this one gave, the equation would have been complete. But 11 said that they received him not. The second place we are talking about in 12, we are seeing that seems as if they are not telling us that the real issue is not when you have received. The real issue is what comes out after you have received. One is power. It seems as if they have been looking for power for long. This God kind of power from the Old Testament, it seems as if there was a gap and something was missing, and God was trying to create a solution to bring this thing back to work on earth again, and he placed it inside a deliberate action called receiving. The writer John was not telling us the reason. He said, but these people did not understand. But as many that have deceived, I wish they had deceived. Then look at the major thing that would have been given. You know what was given was the capacity to receive. He said, but the major thing that would have been given is that he gave you power. Give me this book. Give me. I was receiving this, and then give me the pen. I was receiving this at the same time. What we were seeing on the scene was this book. But what was coming greater than this book is the pen. The book is him. The pen is the power. He gave you power to become sons of God. The reality was born. It entered the earth. The reality called him. I wasn't telling him. It entered the earth. But it so happened that there was going to be a divide, a little divide between his working and you. It seems as if it was not all that free, but the action, when we now take it in your from your own side, it seems free, because the matter was a matter of receiving to become sons of God. You don't even know what is happening. Let's see Romans 8:14. Let me also explain something there.
Romans 8:14. He says, as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are what?
Simply means also that there was supposed to be a man, a personality walking this earth. But it's so upon that he is other. He is not designed. He is instituted to make some workings or to move on the earth without leading men. So he's like handicapped in a way to also make a walk on the earth if he does not find men to lead. Paul was not saying, as men that are led, they are the ones that will come. What is leading now? Is it not somebody is guiding you? Paul saying, if you are going to be reasonable to make this one, you want to see God walk on earth again, just that the way he has walked. Paul was saying, I will show you a secret. Be led. So it was not just for your sake that you're going to be the Son of God. It's not just for your own advantage. You are, look at it from your own aspect too, that he will also walk on it. So in other words, if there are nobody being led by the Spirit, even the Holy Spirit is not working, don't say he is there. He's not working. He's the first and foremost reality we are talking about. He's ready, available, but the function is in the fact that some people allow themselves to be led for his sake. And now, have you not heard David say, what how he put it now? He said, for their name's sake, for your name's sake. Sometimes you read the matter from yourself and take it on God's own aspect. What is he doing? If I do this, what if I don't do it? What does he stand to lose? You need to take it from that aspect too. That's the truth. If you see it from your aspect only, you might trivialize some certain things. You will see high things from heaven. Many of them are hallowed eternal committer. Many of them are the delicate balance of the earth is evolving under it. It's just that you've not seen it from the eyes or the lenses of God. That your walk in the Spirit is a proof that God is working also. Waters, let me drink from you, Holy Spirit. Let me drown in you. Let's see something. Also, you want to connect something. Let's see Genesis. Sorry, chapter 6. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, that daughters were born unto them. 2. That the sons of God
saw the daughters of men, that they took, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all of all which they choose. We also see, hope you understand, let me even explain sons of God for us. Hope you understand the position sons of God bear in the scriptures. You can use sons of God to interpret angels. You can use it as the born again believers in the New Testament, the way we just read now. You can use it to also, or these two majorly. So whether fallen, see, names in the realm of the spirit, they are of two categories. They are either standing as identity or as function. So one is static, the second one is dynamic. The identity is static, the function is dynamic, in that you can lose the function, but the identity is still there. So Lucifer, example, lose this function, but his identity as the son of God is still there, because what is sustaining him is what? The life of God. Yes, that's why the Bible said in Job, he said that the sons of God gathered, and who he came to answer on that, the identity of the sons of God. That's why Jesus said, what are you doing here? These sons here are the ones that are answering under the function. That is why even on earth, he was not talking to him, and he was not saying, have you considered Job? Meaning that he also is a son of God. He's not an angel. So in the roll call of the sons of God, we will find these two categories gathered. That's why the scripture was not talking in Genesis about this. He said that the sons of God saw. It's not as if it was Michael, angel Michael that saw it. These are fallen angels. They saw it. But they were still called what? The sons of God. They saw that the daughters of men were fed. One brother, one challenge is that on the earth that time, what men give birth were daughters, not of gender. It was not of gender you're talking about. If it was on gender, we would have categorized the people of God as the daughters of Israel, the daughters of God. The Bible also uses it to say the daughters of Israel and the sons of Israel. The sons, the daughters of Zion, the sons of Israel. Awful. So there is this species of people that walk the earth called the daughters of men. And each time there is an intermission between heaven and earth, this kind of people are the people that cause certain realities to walk this earth. The reality that incubates evil. I wish that it was sons of God. I wish the Bible said that at this time that sons were born unto men. When Bible calls sons, he's not talking about male or female. As men that are led, both male and female become sons. But there were shifts in the calibration of the earth, and there was availability of a certain kind of people called daughters of men. And instead, sons of God will fall upon these ones, and the reality that is of God comes out. A reality that has capacity to be evil shows up. Because of what? They are daughters. When we now find daughters among us here.
Is a problem.
The sons of God saw these people and they said that they were fair. They saw and they took them wives.
They made them making a covenant with these ones.
Meanwhile, the son of God, like Lucifer, saw Job. He was a son of God. He was not a daughter. And when he met him, a kind of dimension of faithfulness showed up in the earth. He said, even though he slayed me, yet you like to trust him. He said, I know my Redeemer. May you not be a daughter. You will give birth to nephilims that walk this earth and incubate evil. Bible said, and there was great evil on the earth. And so realities are falling from heaven. After the order of the chief realist, that's God. He releases things in reality. Even the word you read, when you start opening, you are interfacing with reality. The challenge is as many as are led by this spirit, they become sons. That as many that have received him, he gave them power to become sons. So it is not just a naming and claiming. There is a function you need to go through to become one. If not, you are still a daughter. We don't care what comes upon you, it will be better evil. To be better.
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man, for that he is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years.
So you see, it seems as if the spirit was also looking for how to also fall upon, to look upon, but it just happened that he doesn't look upon daughters. He was trying to see if he can find sons on the earth. As at the time, scriptures. The way he was hovering in Genesis chapter 1, he was doing the same way. And he did not find. Bible said, daughters were born unto men. So it seems as if he was looking and he searched, and he did not find. He now came to a conclusion and he said, I will no longer strive with men. And reality of a lifetime was lost, such that the whole generation was wiped out. It's going to be that way somehow. Even if it was not going to be the fact that God wiped out the earth with water, but it's going to be that way if God comes in and checks and finds, because it is constant means of betting things. So if he comes in and he starts looking for in the spirit identity and function, walking the life of a man as sons. So many people have the identity of sons. They gave their life to Christ, but they have the function of sons. We know the function of sons when the Son of God falls upon you, and what you give birth, tell us whether you are one. The spirit of the Lord led Jesus now, you see, into the wilderness. For a son of God, what? I told you, please, when I son of God, I told you he's based on identity and function. A demon is still a son of God. That's what I'm saying.
he was led, he led into the spirit for a son of God to what? Try him. What came out was what made him the son. The Bible, have you not read? The scripture said that in that day that the heavens opened and there was a voice that said, this is my beloved son, you are well pleased. Yes, he is not his son, but the proof, let me even complete sonship, the proof that your son is when the father says also today
you got him.
So like Pastor, now you can say, Pastor is my father, I'm his son. Yeah, until he says today, that is when the son, in the spirit of the spirit is complete. So something happened. Jesus at that moment, what he was standing on was on one leg. By the time he came out, we are not seeing in Hebrews, and he was not saying, today I have begotten him. Today. So it means that all this while, 3 years of Jesus' walk, he was walking, standing on one leg in the realm of the spirit. By the time he finished the claims upon his life, or by the time he came out, that was when the father said, that day. You can enjoy sonship without the father's acclamation. See Jesus now. See what he did on earth. Yes. But if you are going to also rule with him, he also needs to be got you. The Spirit of the Lord said, I will not strive with men, for they have become flesh. I don't want to talk about men and flesh, but just see, the Lord told me something about it. It's not just the fact that it is a place in the body of a man that has capacity to accommodate the nature of sin. It's one of the fallen spirits. It is what can give tangibility in the realm of the earth, in the physical realm. That spirit is what gives tangibility. The Bible said, and the word was made flesh. It means that that word that was there could only come through tangibly to the physical earth from the ambience of flesh. And he now, that's when he had capacity to now dwell among men. That was why you are a spirit. The only thing God could do to you so that we can start touching you is to give you flesh. But it so happened that, yes, and the designation of some certain angels, they worked, is like departments. Some of them are working in heaven, some of them are working on earth. Some of them are walking under the earth. It so happened that there, for example, time is walking on earth. Flesh is walking on earth. So when that one fell, he corrupted both the flesh and time. Hope you know time is fallen. And so, you are asking how they were educated to do some certain things. It's not just that they're educated. The spirit called flesh. Paul was not talking now, and he was not saying that the spirit of God is thriving with what? Paul was not speaking. The warfare between the spirit and the flesh. How can the spirit of God be fighting with something that is not spirit? It can't. He said he worried after. He lost it after. It's not possible. If it is just, if it ended with just this, it's not possible. He lost it after it. He means it's a spirit too. And when it seems as if they were not looking for how do we penetrate this man? How? this guy had fallen already, so he volunteered his own realm in the book, because that's which God has done. It cannot. That we say when he finished, he said it was good in his eyes. And there are three things God seals his partnership with: his goodness, his presence, and his holiness. He cannot return this thing. He told Moses, my goodness will pass before you. That, there are three things. Moses saw his goodness and still went and cried somewhere else. Said, don't see his, the goodness is the third one. The second one is his presence. That's what he said. He said, send us from here. I thought the goodness has capacity in itself to finish the work. No, that's why hunger. His presence, he said, send us. If your presence doesn't go with us, he said, my angel. No, even angels are the realms of his goodness. He said, I've passed that. So when God brought him, he brought him. He was not trying to teach him his presence. The guy passed the test. When he was not trying to teach him his holiness, he failed. That's why he said, you see, the reason is not that you struggled the work twice. Maybe he said, it's because you have refused to prove me holy before the people. That's the highest rule. We will see realities first will be introduced to it by the spirit, sons, and stewarded by sons. Sons by identity and by function. That's why, by all means, we need to attain to sonship, because also in the kingdom, that's the first phase of interacting with any other thing. Let's look at one last scripture. One scripture last. Let's see what Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Okay, I read. He said, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Okay. Let a man show account of us. Paul was trying to say, just in case you are trying to give account of our lives, you are trying to draw a conclusion or write a biography of us, he said, it's going to be on two accounts, two major things. He said, one is as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. First of all, if you look at him and his ability to call himself a minister of Christ, he is still in a way returned that responsibility to Christ, because when you are not talking about ministers of Christ, ministers of Christ, you are not talking about the one who is responsible and who owns the ministers. So he was just saying that the minister is like a container, that's the container, and you are now put into it. The container is Christ, is of Christ. The only problem is that you are still, if the character is done with you, he will still pray away and still keep his minister and look for another man and put inside it. And that's what he was just talking about. So he happy. He was trying to also give God all the glory also in that scripture. You know, that's the way these people talk. If you do not see it, you will not understand. And you think they are proud. And then he said, and stewards of the mysteries of God. The same way we say ministers of God, that's why we say ministries of God. The mysteries belongs to God. Is owned by God. The only thing that he would continue to be able to interact with mysteries as long as he's a steward. That's what he's saying. That as long as I am a steward, that's why he said, if you are not just the mysteries now, but we are the stewards, keepers, the guiders of this. What is this a steward? There's a parable Jesus was talking about. If you say servants, you are not completely correct. So because the prophet just was talking about, he was saying that when the man of that owns the field came and told his steward to tell the servants, have you come across that parable? He told his steward to tell the servants. See, there is a leveling. Meanwhile, he's answerable. See, servants, let me just make it brief. Servants are answerable to all. Stewards are answerable to one. So you could go out and first servants from here, from one via to enter another one, from one. But stewards are answerable to one. Paul said, we are the stewards of the mysteries of God. It so happened that when Paul was not speaking like this, he said, please account for us. If you are writing, if you want to give testimony about our life, call us stewards of the mysteries of God. So it means that mysteries of God, we are only going to be interacted or going to be interfaced on the earth in our days as long as men start coming stewards. And if there are no stewards, mysteries lost and hidden. So what happened to Paul? He became a steward. For in fact, as long as his ministry was going to continue, because now it was talking about the ministers of Christ and he's talking about the mysteries. So he was telling us what is keeping his ministry. Progress is the mysteries of God. And so if he's going to continue, or would like to appreciate the fact that his ministry needed to continue at least to the time when he is done with his work, he's going to incubate or become something that will make this possible. And he said that thing is just one word: steward. The stewardship is only going to be possible if you can grow from servant to stewards or stewardship. Let your eyes be single and your body will be full of light. Are you with me? So he now spoke in verse 2. He said, moreover, it is word in stewards. Now, this is a place where he's now talking about the accreditation of stewards under God. He said, it is word in stewards that a man be found faithful. So the accreditation of stewardship is that faithfulness. As long as it's stewardship, faithfulness would be a pivotal key. Because here Jesus was talking about, he said, who is that faithful steward? He called that one, you unfaithful steward. What does he mean? Two things. That as long as stewardship is concerned, that your accreditation is not yet complete until there is an additional word to you,
faithfulness, and this faithfulness would mean that you are accurately walking in stewardship, even though you are a steward yet. You are nurturing the things that is being given to you. You are growing. Because by the time these guys finished in the parable of Jesus walking, they had walked, they had walked, and when the results were showing, that's when the master started using the word faithful and unfaithful. Pray in the spirit for 2 minutes.